This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The shared mobility movement. You know what I'm talking about, right? You have seen the bikes. You have almost surely been run over by the scooters a time or two. That is the shared mobility movement. And it took a hit while people weren't really leaving their houses much and definitely not going into the office. Lime, one of the big bike and scooter companies, is out with a report today on how people have been getting around since the outbreak started. Wayne Ting is the CEO of that company. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Kai.
So you guys have some visibility into sort of real-time economic data, which is why we wanted to get you on the phone, because you know when people are using the scooters and the bikes and you know when they stopped. And where I want to start is what it looked like at the beginning of this thing when people, I would imagine, stopped in those urban areas near offices using your products. What'd you see?
Yeah, so at the beginning of COVID, what we saw was people stopped leaving their homes. And we saw a pretty dramatic decrease in trips overall. And we saw a complete going away of tourism. Historically, folks who are not from the city, it's about 30% of our trips. And that completely went away at the beginning of COVID.
When did you see things start to pick back up in a meaningful way?
You know, around early May, some of the cities were exiting shelter in place. We saw was first going to local shops and restaurants and grocery stores, and a lot of interesting trends around longer trips, and more new use cases that we didn't historically see on micromobility.
Well, yeah, I want to talk about a couple of those because they're completely fascinating in a new report you guys have out. But one of the things that caught me, there's a series of maps in this report, and what you all are seeing, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is less traffic in dense urban cores and more spread out toward and approaching suburbs, right?
Absolutely. You know, pre-COVID, a lot of our trips were in downtown financial districts. You know, of course, folks are oftentimes using scooters as a first mile, last mile complement to public transit. But what we've seen instead is a really dramatic surge in longer trips in residential neighborhoods. We think because they're taking it end to end. So it's no longer a first mile, last mile complement. What they're doing is they're taking it from their home all the way to the grocery stores.
When you say longer, you mean longer distance and longer time too, right?
Yeah. So we're seeing about a third longer distance and time. And people take micromobility for joyrides. We see people start at their home. They go on a 30 or 40 minute trip and they end up in the same location. And what we think is happening is people want to be outdoors and they're not quite sure how to be outdoors while observing social distancing, but they want to get the sun, they want to get the air, and they find bikes and scooters a really good way to do that.
What happens? I mean, look, we don't know what the future of work is going to look like, right? But what happens if we don't, on a large scale or even a medium scale, go back to office life as we knew it? What's that going to mean for Lime?
You know, we already see some of this shift. But in many of these places, it's being overwhelmed by a huge surge in trips, running errands, joyriding, visiting friends. In fact, one of the things that's most interesting when we're looking at our data is that many of them are the places hardest hit by COVID. So Korea, Italy, we're hitting all-time record trips. When we talk to our riders, what we're hearing is that they're much more conscious about finding something that is safe, that is social distancing. And when they leave their homes to do a variety of things, even if it's not going to work. You know, we certainly know that many people are looking at Lime and many more people are going to in the future.
Last question, and then I'll let you go, Wayne, and it's about the company itself. You are the third CEO Lime has had in the 3 years it's been around. We are in the middle of a big economic downturn for all the success that your company seems to be having. How are you going to pull this company through? Are you just going to keep on keeping on?
Yeah, you know, I definitely, you know, I'm the third CEO in a very relatively young company, and I take that responsibility very seriously. You know, I do think we actually were originally expecting to be profitable this year. COVID has pushed that back. We're now expecting to be profitable for the year 2021. And hopefully, if we do all those things, Lime will be around for a long time, and hopefully I'll be a CEO for a little bit longer.
Wayne Ting is the CEO of Lime. Wayne, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kai.